Good morning and welcome in. It's, time again for the Home Improvement Show of the Midlands here on 103.5 FM and 560 AM WVOC. I'm Gary David. It's great to have you with us this morning. Hope your weekend's off to a terrific start. We're going to talk to Larry Hare, some classic systems, the Pure Air systems. We'll talk about fungal growth. He'll be by in just a short while to chat about that. And certainly with what's top of mind with so many people right now, well, with everybody, the coronavirus, keeping that air purified in your home is more important than ever. Casey Alexander will be by. We're entering the time of the year when a lot of people want to put their home on the market and get it sold. Why? You're at a tremendous disadvantage for a number of reasons. If you don't have granite countertops or some of the other countertops in your home, your kitchen specifically. So we'll talk about that, the timeline for getting them installed, what you need to be doing right now. But first up, we start off with Michael Nicholson, the co-owner of the Moving Squad here in the Midlands. Good morning, my friend.
Good moving, sir.
I should have expected that from a moving guy.
Yes, sir.
Good moving. And to you as well. Let's spend some time today and talk to Mr. Nicholson, because you've been at this for a long time right now. Not only is somebody a professional mover, licensed and insured, by the way, with an ORS number 9859. So I've almost memorized it myself.
There we go.
You've said it so many doggone times. But you're also an experienced guy when it comes to moving yourself, moving your home, buying and selling homes and this and that. So we want to spend some time this morning and get some tips from you about stress-free moves.
Yes.
So where do you start to ensure as best as you can you've got a stress-free move? Because that's what we all want, right?
Yes, sir. And I will tell you, as I go into a home, and do the estimate and kind of start the whole process, I go into so many homes, I talk with so many different people, and so I see a lot of different angles, with moving, buying a new home, selling your home, I see all the other facets that are involved with that as well. And so, you always want to give out as much information as you can, because if there's stress over there, then that puts stress towards the move. And so I always try to kind of be, a wealth of knowledge as much as I can. Mm-hmm. But, kind of getting to some of the simpler things around the house that can be done. And this is also before you actually put your home on the market to sell, taking care of a lot of those little things.
Yeah, let's start there, yeah.
Yeah, because once that contract is signed, only licensed tradesmen can come in and do any of that work that those last minute things you need done. So if you're talking about a handyman coming in, putting, some paint on a corner or, spackling a hole or, changing out a pull cord on a fan or, switching some of the bulbs, as far as for your floodlights, things of that nature.
Even putting in a bulb?
Yeah. I had the misfortune when I, sold my house last year, I missed a floodlight. And I had to pay an electrician to come in and change the floodlight The contracts were already signed. And
This after the home inspection?
Yes. Well, The floodlight came up on the home inspection.
Okay. So, this is what they always pop up on the home inspection.
And so it's like, you jokingly say somebody's always got to find a reason for their fee.
Mm-hmm. been there, done that.
Yes, sir. But, it's if I would have caught that ahead of time, that would have saved me, those dollars when you're talking about moving on a budget or, just being responsible with your money. A lot of those little things, if you do them ahead of time, it's the same with getting ready for your move. Start packing a month or two before your move.
Or in my case, start getting rid of a bunch of junk.
Yes, sir.
Took me about 2 months to do. And
decluttering, there's no sense in paying to move something that you haven't touched in, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, unless you have some sentimental, value to it. Like with all of my kids, each kid has a Tupperware, has a big Tupperware bin. Mm-hmm. And so my wife and I decided that if it can't fit in a Tupperware bin, then it's not important. Because, with six kids.
The rule of my house is about 5 Tupperware bins per boy. Just saying, I got overridden on that one. I got overruled.
Well, I can tell you, the first, three, we kept everything, and then we had 4, 5, and 6.
Well, yeah, you're in a different situation.
And then we just got to where, it took up a whole room. We said, okay, look, we've got to make some decisions.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
But, making those choices about what really is important. You know, what really, you know, when you look at it, you know, it brings back that memory, you know. You know, keeping those and all the other things, let it go. Yeah. You know,
it is cathartic, by the way. After you do that, I know from experience, mm-hmm. it feels really good. You're like, yeah. Okay, wow, cool.
Well, you get into the new house and you're not cluttered, you know.
Right.
You can, you know, you have the new house, you can make it your own stamp. You know, you can put your, you know, your own spin on it instead of, you know, bringing stuff that you haven't touched in years from one location to another. There's, you know.
Yeah, well, I know. Been there, done it.
Supposed to be a new frontier, you know, joys and smiles, not, oh, I've got, you know, 200 boxes that I've got to go through.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 50 of those boxes stay in the corner and you never touch them until you move again, you know, 10 or 12 years later.
If you're fortunate, guys, yes. you know, you've got a spouse like mine who, while, yeah, she tends to want to hold on to a lot of things, I had to start actually getting rid of stuff. I'm not going to say behind her back, but there were certain things that I knew. Okay, mm-hmm. if I call her in now and say, what about this? She's going to say, got to keep it. I also knew she hadn't looked at it in probably 20 years. Didn't know it existed. So I took a few shortcuts. But on the flip side, she's the type of person who is so organized that when we've moved, and it hasn't been many times over the years, but every time we've done it, by the time we show up at the next place, we move in the morning, we're ready to go by that night because she's already got it plotted out where she wants everything, including the pictures on the stinking wall.
Yes.
At the very least, to help ensure a stress-free move, kind of have a pretty good idea of when you get to that new home, where things go, I'm guessing.
Yes, I mean, I have many customers that'll have a diagram at the front door. So as we come nice. Through, all we got to do is eyeball the diagram, and we'll know exactly where that piece goes. You know, I jokingly call it a general to unload, and that's a finger point that stands, you know, that sits near the door. I always say, you know, get you something to drink, get you a comfortable chair, and as we come by, you know, we'll flash, and you just call out the room and let us know where to go. But, you know, taking it that one step further, you know, color coding boxes, color coding your rooms, even going that even additional step and having diagrams actually spelled out so that we know exactly where something goes. We're not, you know, calling you in and asking you, you know, which bulkhead do you want the headboard on or the dresser on.
Right.
All we got to do is look at the diagram and we know exactly where to put it.
And not only does that save you stress, but saves you money too.
Yes, because it does allow us to move quicker, you know. Anytime we have to stop to ask a question, you know, I always say those minutes are all over the move, and you know, you can pull those minutes back. You know, one of those is just being packed and ready to go. You know, as far as for, you know, on moving day, a lot of times we'll show up and, you know, people forget to pack their lamps. They're like, oh, I thought we just grabbed a lamp, put on the truck. Well, you know, really, you know, when I've got, you know, 3,000 square feet on my truck, you know, packed in, I don't have a lot of additional room to, you know, toss a lamp up there. And especially, you know, if it's a good lamp, you don't want to toss it up there. You want to protect it.
All right, no names here, okay? No mm-hmm. names. What's the worst situation you've ever encountered when it came to trying to move somebody?
Well,
we do this in the public interest now because yes. we want you to avoid these mistakes.
Well, you know, there's, I guess, two come to mind. One, we refer to it as a condemned move, and that's just...
Oh, you even gave it a name.
From a,
it was that bad.
From a cleanliness standpoint.
Okay.
Honestly, probably get about two of those a year. I'd say about 3 months ago, it was two crews on a job, and when they showed up, everyone was still in bed.
Did they forget what day it was?
They, my crew chiefs called me. I started calling the customer. They were knocking on the door. It took a few minutes to get one of them to the phone. And then they're like, yeah, well, we're ready. And it was kind of funny because, you know, the father got up, but the wife stayed in bed. The kids stayed in bed. So my guys went in. You know, we got the living room and the, you know, laundry room and stuff. We got all that loaded. And then it was like, okay, we
so
need to go.
So you're still waiting on these people to get out of bed?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's like, okay, what do you want us to do now? So at that point, I was actually doing an estimate down the street. I actually went over there and started knocking on doors, asking people to get up so we can move them. So that's now, about the worst one.
Okay, so now when you got them out of bed, I mean, there they go. The bed's still got all the bed sheets on there.
We always carry some extra boxes, and so we made some boxes up real quick to put all their linen and stuff in.
So they had some things ready to go. You just couldn't get them out of bed.
Well, we got those things ready to go for them.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. They kind of rolled out, went and sat on the front porch. And
so this becomes, what do you guys term in the industry, a white glove move?
Yes.
You got to pretty much box up everything?
Yes, we'll come in. I mean, you know, we're happy to do it. I just need to know ahead of time a lot of times, you know, because typically on my trucks, you know, we only have 15, 20 boxes. And that's just for some, you know, odds and ends, little things just to, you know, kind of keep things moving. You know, Tim or I are usually pretty close. If some more is needed, you know, we can grab some and run them over. Mm-hmm. But
so this move winds up taking how much longer than it should have?
I want to say it was a 13-hour day when it should have been probably 8.5 to 9-hour day.
Okay, so that's another 4 hours or so at your published tariff on the
Yes.
ORS website. Yeah. So
yeah, I always jokingly say, you know, you are paying us, so you're in charge of the way we spend our time. I mean, I've done stuff to where I've built shelves on unloads, you know, for a customer. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a way to get it built, and so I stepped off to the side and built the shelf while my guys were unloading the truck. Mm. You know, if you pay me to do it, we'll do it.
Flip side, what's the easiest, best, most prepared move ever? What are the tips you can give?
Every box is in the front room or every box is in the garage. Beds are already broken down, and I always say, you know, if it's a bed with a bolt or two, there's no need to break that down ahead of time, because it's going to take, you know, me or my guys, you know, a matter of minutes. But if it's a bed that's, you know, got, you know, 6 bolts in every post, mm-hmm. every wood slat's got, you know, 2 or 3 screws in it, and that's where you want to spend your
got
time,
a
or
canopy
a crib
over top of it or whatever,
yeah, canopies, things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, but typically, you know, it doesn't take us long to do it, but you know, I've gone into some to where, you know, the estimate was 6.5 hours and the crew's done in 3. You know, it's just because everything was ready to walk. And when it's ready to walk, you know, we get and go.
And when it only winds up taking 3, the customer pays for?
3 hours.
3 hours.
Mm-hmm. And then that helps the afternoon move, because now we're calling them saying, hey, we can come a little earlier.
Mm-hmm. So your crews typically try to work in 2 a day, huh? It depends on the move, I guess.
Yes, I would say, you know, 1,700 square feet below, we're going to do 2 of those a day.
Okay.
You know, 2,200 and up, typically that's the only job for that crew, unless I can have a, you know, a little small 2-hour mini or something like that on the backside.
I know so much of it depends on, well, a lot of factors, the closing date,
yes.
this and that, yada, yada, yada. But if someone could choose a day of the week to do the move, is there a best day for you guys? Or for in the industry, a day when nobody seems to want to move, and this would be a great day for you to schedule it?
Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And I would say, you know, just from a standpoint of, you know, with it being during the weekday, you have all your trades as far as, you know, your utilities and stuff, all of them are working full days for you.
Yes.
You know, having all the utilities set up in the new house, typically you don't run into any issues. And especially if you can do it earlier in the morning, because of, you know, if, let's say your power guy doesn't do something right, to try to get him back out there after 5:30, mm-hmm. next to impossible. But if you start at, you know, 10 a.m. that morning, something doesn't go right, he's still got plenty of time to correct whatever needs to be corrected.
Does it, industry-wide, is it more expensive to move on a Saturday than a weekday?
Well, I don't have additional rates for weekends. There are some companies in town that do. I don't, so... You know, Monday through Saturday, it's the same rate. Sunday's the one day
we take
off.
You go rent a U-Haul truck, it costs you more on a Saturday than it does on a
weekday. Yes, that's correct. It does.
Yeah.
They get you on the mileage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, yeah, if you're going to do it yourself, there's a tip to know right there. If you can do it during the week.
Monday through Thursday, and if you are going to need a rental truck through the weekend, a lot of times it's more cost-effective for you to actually rent it on Thursday instead of renting it on Friday.
Really?
Yes, because you'll get that weekday rate if you went and rent it on Thursday.
So you get that weekday rate all the way through the weekend?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
As long as you start it on Thursday. Yes.
Oh. There's a little pro tip for you right there.
It's been a few times. You know, if I have to store a customer's items on trucks, that, you know, I have to go rent one.
Yeah.
I've done it many times.
All right. So just a few ideas there for a stress-free move. And again, this is, yeah, if you're like most people, this is not something you do every day. It may have been decades since you last moved. And yeah, it ain't necessarily like riding a bike, I guess. Well, it kind of is, but boy, it can be a hassle if you don't go about it the right way.
It can be. It can be. You know, and I will say, you know, I've seen people at their best and at their worst, you know, when it gets a hold of them. And so, you know, I'll come in, calm them down, you know, reassure them that we're here to take care of them. And, you know, at the end of the day, the smiles are back on their face and they're relaxed and relieved and, you know, they're ready to start their new chapter.
Michael Nicholson from the Moving Squad. My friend, how can folks reach you guys?
That would be 915-SQUAD, 915-7782. And as always, the website, movingsquadscforsouthcarolina.com and PSCORS 9859.
Be sure to always ask for that number right there. Make sure you're working with a licensed, state licensed and insured mover.
Moving made simple.
Good to see you, buddy.
Thank you, sir.